Well, Gordon Richards has been making himself at home in Western Sydney for the past few weeks, maybe even months by the sound of things, and he is counting down the hours until the Everesters run with Geetra, who has had an impeccable build-up. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Good morning, mate. Yep, fantastic.
I hear you're a pretty big deal out in Western Sydney these days. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that, but it's been pretty good.
They're calling you the mayor out there now, aren't they?
No, not really. There's bigger fish out here than me. I hope I'm the mayor after Saturday.
Have you enjoyed your time and all the build-up? It's been typical Sydney glitz and glamour.
Yeah, I wouldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams it would have got this big. Like from the time we got here 8 weeks ago, it's been full on. We had to go home for a couple of weeks just to get a break from it all, but. As it's building, it's getting bigger.
The barrier draw was bizarre watching on television, and there was a little bit of drama with Geetra. Did you know what was going on?
No, because I can't see the screen, and when I hit it the first time, I thought it just didn't register. But when I look at the replay, it registered, there were 7, and for some reason it went to 1 as well. So I thought they might have given me the choice of 7 or 1, but they didn't. They told me I had 1. Sorry, 7.
Which would you have preferred?
Well, I was happy with the 7, but talking to the jock yesterday, he said he would have been happy with the 1, so we would have had our first blue if I had have gone, if they had have given me a choice. Anyway.
So how do you think it'll pan out for Geetra? Obviously, you've got Nature Strip as drawn inside you. You've got plenty of speed, obviously, in an Everest, but maybe it won't be as strong as what we'd thought without Farnham there. So what are your experts telling you? How do you see the speed map in the Everest?
Yeah, it's a good question because there's a couple of, well, the other horse of Wallace that went in second last, or Hortbrewer or whatever it is, it normally leading too, and I can't imagine him cutting each other's throat up in front. So you've got to expect that one or the other will just ease back a little bit. They've actually drawn almost alongside each other, 3 and 5. Hortbrunner's horse is called. But Eduardo only knows one way to go, and that's ball. Dollar for Dollar's drawn 1. I'm not sure they'll lead on him, but they'll at least dig up from 1 and try and force the others to move along a bit so there's a bit of pace on them in case they sit behind them. So there's going to be some pace in there. So hopefully we can come across, two or three pairs back, one or two off the fence, and when we need to, we can pull out around them and go for it. But, it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's that bad for us because we won't be going across to the rail and get in trouble looking for a run in the straight. He'll be able to go when Jason wants to get him wound up. He'll be able to take off around him.
Not that you'd really care, but are you surprised that Nature Strip is the favourite when you absolutely toweled him up last start?
Yeah, it seems they're very forgiving, the public. I think everyone's of the opinion there's two of him, and if he's put in two bad ones, then the odds are he's ready for a good one. And it may well be right. When he's good, he's really good. So, it's interesting. I would have thought Classic Legend was a big danger. Libertini made hard for her now. She's drawn the outside. They're going to have to sort of weave some magic there. And Bivouac, he's another horse, got beaten out of sight in the Oakley Plate, then come out and bolted in the Newmarket. So he's a horse, but he's drawn 10, so I'm not sure. Doesn't work in his favour much, the barrier draw. So, look, we're just going to take it as it is and can't do much about it. Just hope the jock has done his speed map right and got all his plans in place.
What about your fellow South Aussie mate, Behemoth? Do you have a giggle to David Jolly and say, can you believe where we are?
Yeah, and even I sent Tony McAvoy a message the other day when he got picked up. So virtually 3 South Australians in there. So
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is, it is. And Behemoth, you know, it's probably not a good draw for him. He gets back from Barrier 2. He has to get out and get a crack at him somewhere along the way. But, you know, his form's been sensational, and winning two Group 1s, only over 1,400, so he's only got to drop back a couple hundred metres. So, yeah, it's a very even race. I mean, originally it was Nature Strip couldn't get beaten in anything he raced in this year. Well, his first two, he's gone down. So, but they're still very forgiving mob hunters. The good thing is it sort of brings him back to the field a bit, which makes it a very even race.
Mm. Well, it's been a meticulously planned preparation. We haven't seen him for a while. How is he going? Has he improved out of that Concord win, do you think?
Look, I think he has. You know, he's the good thing now. He was 16 weeks going into the Concord. I thought he was very strong at the finish. He started pulling him up on the line. He went that quick the last couple hundred metres. So he's certainly not worse than that, and I think he's improved. But, you know, it's all right for me to say that now. He comes out on Saturday, and he's got to come out on Saturday and prove it. So, but, yeah, look, we couldn't have him in a better place at the moment. He's really well. He's did a little bit of work here at Warwick Farm this morning, and come off the track springing along, so he'll be good. If he gets beaten on Saturday, it'll be bad luck or a better horse.
Well, it's going to be a thrilling race, and we'll be cheering you on. I'd love to see Gitra win for the South Aussies. Have you thought about what it would be like if you won?
I try not to. Inglis has got a show's planned here, win, lose or draw, back here in the big barn, and so one way or another, it's going to be big, but it'd be even bigger if we've got that $700,000 trophy up the end of the barn to ponder over.
Wow. Well, you might have the nervous edge taken off you on Saturday. Is Garner going to race at Caulfield or back home in Adelaide?
No, he'll run at Caulfield. He'll go on the track tonight.
Going well?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think... Yeah, a few little issues last start in the race, but the one at Morfettville, and he got stuck out on a limb the whole way, and that's not his style of racing. He's drawn barrier one where he can get smothered up. There's a couple of speed horses in the race, and they might have him off the bit early, which was good for him, and as long as Jai can get him into a winning run at the top of the straight, he'll be finishing off well.
Wish you all the best on Saturday, Gordon. Fingers crossed, it'll be a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the call.